Chapter 16. In Greece. Tom stared at the different newspapers in front of him, feeling strange and lightheaded. He pulled out one French and one Italian newspaper and paid for them with lira. The policemen were still not looking at him. He read the papers while he was waiting for a bus to Athens. "No one named Robert Fanshawe found," said one on the second page. Only the fifth paragraph of the article interested Tom. "The police decided a few days ago that fingerprints on the suitcases and paintings are the same as the fingerprints found in Mr. Greenleaf's apartment in Rome. They have decided that they are definitely Mr. Greenleaf's fingerprints." And on the page of the other paper, "The police have decided that Signor Greenleaf sent the suitcases to Venice himself and then killed himself. Or he may still be living under the name of Fanshawe. The police believe it is time to give up searching for Richard Greenleaf, as he is not traveling under his Richard Greenleaf passport." Tom got on the bus for Athens. There would be a letter about the will waiting for him at the American Express in Athens, Tom was sure. Perhaps the letter would be a polite no from Mr. Greenleaf's lawyer, followed by a letter from the police saying that he was wanted for forgery. The will could undo it all. Maybe the Greek police would be waiting for him at the American Express. The bus stopped in the city. Tom got out and found a taxi.
"Would you take me to the American Express, please?" he said in Italian.
But thankfully, the man seemed to understand him. When they arrived, he sat up straight and looked around the building for policemen. Perhaps they were inside. He asked the driver to wait, and he seemed to understand that, too. Everything felt very easy and calm. He walked up to the desk.
"Have you got any letters for Thomas Ripley?"
he asked quietly in English. The young woman turned and searched, then smiled.
"Two letters," she said.
One was from Titi in Venice. The other was from Mr. Greenleaf.
June 9th. "Dear Tom, I received your letter of June 3rd yesterday. The will was not such a surprise to me and my wife. We both knew that Richard cared a lot about you, even if he didn't say this in his letters. As you say, this does seem to suggest that Richard took his own life. It is also possible that Richard has taken another name and decided to turn his back on his family. My wife agrees with me that we should do what Richard wanted. So I have given the copy of the will to my lawyers, who will take things forward from here. Thank you again for your help when I was in Italy. Please write to us. With best wishes, Herbert Greenleaf."
Was it a joke? But of course Mr. Greenleaf would not joke about this. Tom walked out to the waiting taxi. It was no joke. It was his. Dickie's money and his life. His wonderful, free life. He could have a house in Europe and a house in America too if he chose. After Athens, he was going to go to Crete. He imagined the tall mountains, the young men waiting for his cases, and the money he would give them for carrying them. He would have plenty of it to give them. Then his body suddenly went cold as he imagined the line of Cretan policemen waiting for him on the harbor wall. Would he imagine policemen waiting for him at every harbor that he sailed to? In Alexandria, Istanbul, Bombay, Rio. but it was stupid to think about that. He pulled his shoulders back.
"To a hotel, please," Tom said to the taxi driver. "The best one. The best."
Penguin Readers, The Talented Mr. Ripley, Patricia Highsmith, Level 6, retold by Anna Truin, illustrated by Julia Castaño, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Christopher Ragland, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2022.